Well, hello, church. My name is Brendan Rodriguez. I'm our student 1825 pastor at our Delaware campus, and I had the extraordinary opportunity to preach at our Westerville campus this week, and it was just an honor and privilege. I love being able to be at some of our different campuses on Sunday mornings and be able to preach God's word. On Sunday, we talked through the passage of Jesus on the Mount of Temptation, and that is Matthew chapter 4. And we've been in our series called Ascent, where we've been looking at these different mountaintop moments, and we've been looking at this main idea that God, He has provided for us, and He gives us this purpose. The big idea that we've been making is God's purpose for us is established in His provision for us. God's purpose for us is established in His provision for us, that He provides for us, and then our purpose comes from there. On Sunday, as I talked through all of that, I talked about this idea that Jesus provides us a way out of demise and into delight. And on this mountain, we see that Jesus shows us how we can escape temptation, just as He escaped temptation. But also, He shows us this moment where He's functioning in all of these spiritual things that we would call spiritual disciplines, and how those things can lead us to delight. On Sunday, I ended the talk with talking about spiritual disciplines, and I wanted to take a moment and hone in there for the drivecast today, talking about spiritual disciplines, because one of the things I talked about was, you know, in the Westminster Catechism, it says, what is the chief end of man? And the answer is to give God glory and enjoy Him forever. And I think we can enjoy God forever, yes, because Jesus has died on the cross, and one day we will walk into eternity, and that will ultimately be for the rest of our forever. But then two, I think He is letting us see Him, know Him now on this side of eternity, that forever starts when we know Him at our initial moment of salvation. And how we get to know Him is through being able to do these spiritual disciplines, which eventually come and turn into spiritual devotion. And ultimately, it is so that we can have spiritual delight in God, that we get to know the God of the universe in a real personal, intimate way. And one of the main things, I talked about two spiritual disciplines, I think the two that we see in the passage, prayer and fasting in conjunction with one another. And then I talked about God's word. And I think I really want to hone in today on reading God's word, hearing God's word, meditating on God's word, memorizing God's word, studying God's word. Why? Because I think this is the main revelation in which God gives His people for them to know Him. God has Himself written a book for us. 2 Timothy talks about how God's word is God breathed, and it is good for rebuke and for teaching and completing the man of God, and all of these amazing benefits that we get from God's word. Why? Because it is from God Himself. And so I briefly ran through on Sunday the idea of reading God's word, right? We have it on paper for us now, so therefore we should read God's word. And then I talked about, secondly, hearing God's word, that when we go to life group, when we go to church on Sundays, when we are having conversations with pastors or life group leaders or friends and family, when God's word is being read over us, that we would hear it and we would receive God's word through hearing. I was reading through Ephesians, and it talks about how the husband should wash the wife with the water of the word. Well, in the New Testament, also, Jesus is called the groom and we His bride. And so I want us to think anytime now that the God's word is read over us, that we are hearing God's word from the groom Himself washing us with His word, that we would read God's word, we would hear God's word on Sundays and in life group and in any time it is read over us. And then thirdly, meditating on God's word. And I think this is something that is intentional, right? That when we talk about things like Matthew chapter 4 on Sunday, we read it, we hear it, then we would meditate on it, that we would sit on it and think about it intentionally. That how does this now affect my life, right? If Jesus fasted and prayed and knew God's word, what does that now mean for me? Does that mean I need to now fast and pray and lean on God for sustenance and to lean on God for his word? I would say yes, and that is meditating, thinking intentionally on something. I reference Psalm chapter 1. Blessed are those who don't walk in the way of the wicked, stand with sinners, or join in with mockers, but they delight in the law of the Lord. They meditate on it day and night. And as a result of that meditating, it says that they are like a tree planted by a stream of water. In season, they bear fruit and their leaves do not wither. That they're fruitful when they meditate on God's word and are planted by it. Then fourthly, we talked about memorizing God's word. That in Psalm 119, verse 11, it says, I've hidden your word in my heart, that I may not sin against you. That we would memorize God's word just as Jesus did when temptation came. That we would hide it in our hearts so that we may not sin against God. And then lastly, studying God's word. We referenced Acts 17:11 and how those Jews in Berea, those Berean Jews, they were more noble than those in Thessalonica. Why? It says because they examine the scriptures daily to see if these things are so. That studying God's word also comes from reading, hearing, meditating, and memorizing. That studying is more than just looking over. Studying is more than just hearing, more than just meditating, more than just memorizing. It's going to take an intentional effort on our part to go look into things about that passage, like the original context. Who was it written to? Why was it written? And what does it mean back then? And how does that application for the original audience apply to me today? And I think a good place to start for study is getting a good study Bible. There's the ESV study Bible. There's the NIV cultural backgrounds study Bible. There's the there's so many options out there for us. We don't have to go buy entire commentary sets, but we can buy some good references for ourselves that are shorter. And here's the reality. As I said this on Sunday, and I'll say it again, I think it's worth repeating when we talk about God's word, because I want us to be able to dig in and to hear what God has for us so that we can enjoy him forever. I don't want you to hear that this is legalism or that you have to earn something. No, God has just revealed himself through his word, and I just want us to be able to dive deep into him. This is something that I've been working on for years and years and years since I was a student in high school. And so I want to end today by just giving us a couple of practical steps or things to do. Again, I would say if you don't have a plan, if you have nothing going on right now where you're reading anything in the Bible, I would just say wherever you are, just add 5 minutes, right? If you're at 0 minutes of reading the Bible a day, just add 5 minutes. Start somewhere. It doesn't have to start at an hour. Things will change and morph and grow. You will get hungrier and hungrier, I promise. Maybe a good place for you to start is if you've never read any of the Gospels or any books of the Bible, I would start with the book of John. It's a great gospel. It's amazing. And John even writes a purpose statement in the book. He essentially says, I wrote this book so that you may have life in Jesus, right? So why not start with Jesus? And then maybe if you're looking for something a little more structured, something a little more planned out, as I was, and I've been doing this for 10 years now, I believe, is I've been doing the one-year Bible and just starting on whatever day it is, right? If tomorrow is April 15th, start on April 15th that day and just go through. It has a little bit of the Old Testament, New Testament, and a little bit of Psalms and Proverbs. And so, church, I just hope that you hear this as an encouragement, is just to dig deep into God's word, see what he has for you, know how he loves you and see how he loves you, and begin to enjoy him forever on this side of eternity's shores. So church, I'm going to pray for us, then give you a moment to pray, and then you are sent. Father, we love you. We praise you. We thank you. God, we ask that you would give us a passion for your word and reading it, hearing it, memorizing it, meditating on it, and studying it. God, would you show us our next steps, and would you teach us where to go from here? Father, we love you. We praise you. We give you all glory and honor, for you are worthy. In Jesus' name, amen. Church, I'll give you a moment to pray. Thank you. You are sent.